So the research is in, and companies and corporations are picking up on this and saying, here's what is valuable and important in our businesses. It is to see people as valuable and important. The APA put out a survey. Employees who feel valued are more likely to report better physical and mental health. We've always known that intuitively, but now we have documented research that says better physical and mental health, higher levels of engagement, here's the word, satisfaction and motivation. Whether I'm sitting in front of a Fortune 500 company or I'm sitting in front of a government agency, every single manager, every single boss wants their people to be engaged, wants their people to be productive, wants them to stop ninny-ninny and nitpicking on each other and competing with each other and hurting each other and stay focused on the mission. How you do that is you connect with people with compassion. Compassion is how they feel great. Caring about people, that's how you feel great. Engaging in people and checking on them, that's how you feel great. Caring about the whole human being and the well-being of it, that's how people feel great. They feel like they matter. They feel like they're important. Once they feel great and they have the support that they need, they are better able to engage, be more productive, and thrive. This is my favorite part from a CEO, billion-dollar company, on and off the job. I can't tell you how many managers that I've talked to in my career where they've said they knew that someone was struggling at home. They knew that people were having a difficult time on the weekend. They knew that they were dealing with alcohol and drugs, and even on occasion, they wondered if they were considering taking their own lives. And when I would get on the scene, sometimes after someone had taken their own life, and I would say, did you see anything? I'm not investigating. I'm just talking, and I'm asking questions. And they said, oh, yeah, we knew he was struggling with that for a long time. And I said, did you ever consider calling that in? Other employees called it in, and he said, hey, that's his private business. That's his life. He wants to get drunk on the weekends. That's his business. He wants to pop pills. That's his business. He wants to put a gun under his chin. That's his business. He shows up on Monday. That's my business. Here's a person who is saying on and off the job, and I love the word thrive. We want people to thrive on and off the job. And they're going to love you and thank you and appreciate you and work harder for you. All those results are in. By taking care of people, companies create a workforce with the physical energy, mental focus, emotional drive necessary to power business. And when you're caring for something, when you're caring for someone, whether you know it or not, you're communicating that you matter.